before, I think that's part of the week ago, or are they on March?
Okay, B'siyata D'shmaya, this is this week's booklet. And we didn't finish last week's booklet, so if you know somebody who needs last week's booklet, there are a couple left over here. Okay, Ezra's Hashem Yisbarev. And beginning of the booklet, usually we start in the Shulchan Aruch, but there's something that's in the booklet that's from last week, and that's why we're not starting in the Shulchan Aruch, that Ramosha was Ma'orer Me. On last week, we spoke about the Hagdor of Kli Su'uda, and the famous Machlokas Rishonim, whether only those utensils that are used at the final stage of food preparation or Chayvin Tefillah, or any stage of preparation. That was a Machlokas Mordechai and Ravya that we had in the case of Sakin Shel Shchita, Machlokas Rishonim, and ostensibly the way we understood is that the Ramah seems to be Machmir to say that even if it's in an earlier stage, it's Tov L'Tov Lo below Bracha, that there would be a Chiyuv Tefillah, but B'Safek, you don't make a Bracha. The problem was that there was a Stira in the Ramah, and the Shach has a complicated answer, complicated in the sense that we saw that the Isser Heter doesn't seem to give that teretz. That the Shach suggests that there's two conditions within the Ramah. That number one is the Ramah holds that if it is involved with food at any stage of the food making process, it's going to be chayv and tefillah. On the other hand, it needs to be used for another shimush. And we saw in the Isser Heter that Hagdara is not the Pashas according to the Sefer Heter, and therefore the Shach's Teretz we thought was a little bit difficult. So what Ramosha was Meir Me is that actually the Chachmas Adam Paskins like the Shach's Teretz. If you take a look on the first page in Klal Ayin Gimel Sif Tes, Sif Katan Tes, the Hagdara of the Chachmas Adam is exactly like the Shach's. So even though we thought L'Chumra that any type of utensil that's involved in the food making process is going to be chayiv, according to the Ramah, without a bracha, the Chachmas Adam is a little bit more makel like the Shach. Let's take a look at that. Ayin Gimel Tes. Ein tzarach tevila, ela mashin ogeh b'mayachol atzmo. V'arui la chila akshah b'loshim tikun. V'lochein ha-barzalim. So right off the bat, he paskins that only those things that are ready for food right now. Etc. They don't need tefillah. What about the fact that the Ramah is machmir on sakin shel shchita? Continues the Chachmas Adam two lines from the bottom. Aval sakin shel shchita shemashitim bo kivin de efshar sham shel machal acher sarif tefillah below bracha. It needs tefillah without a bracha, and that's how the Chachmas Adam concludes in the brackets, Siv Dalet Vehei Ubeshach. So even though we thought the Pashtus of the Ramah is more Lechumra, and the Chalkas Binyamin does paskin that way, but at the end of the day, the Chachmas Adam is a little bit more lenient. I have a personal, uncomfortable reaction to this Pesach, leaving aside that this is the Chachmas Adam, because I thought that the Yishuv in the Ramah of the Shach wasn't so smooth once you look up the Isser V'Heter. In other words, what the Shach was saying, Bedasa Isser V'Heter seemed to me to be difficult. So, but at the end of the day, for the books, definitely the Chachmas Adam is makel that, and to crunch, the Chachmas Adam holds that any utensil that is not in the final stage of the food process does not require tefillah, with the exception of those utensils that could be used for the final stage of food process, like the sakin. Other Avrechim had the question, the sakin shel shchita, Rav David, as young Avrech, raises his hand, how many times is the sakin shel shchita used at the final stage of achila? So that's a good question, but at the end of the day, the Chachmas Adam does pass in this way. Okay, the siyata d'shmaya, marching on, in the halachas of tefillas kehillim that are so lemaisa, let's begin within the Shulchan Aruch itself the sugya of maimid in regards to tefillas kehillim. Says the Mechaber in Sif Vav, Kli H, Sheyesh lo chashukim shel barzel mibachutz, Shema'amidin oso, Eino ta'un tefila. If you have a Kli H, which of course is not one of the six materials in the Pasuk, so it would be Pater, ostensibly, but here you have Ma'amidin oso, that you're maimed the utensil with those steel bars. So here it gets into the sugya of maimed, and that is, on the one hand, the kli itself is not eitz, but it's maimed al yidei barzel. So does maimed have chashivus or not? So at first glance, one would say that this should be toluy in the machlokis tanoim of whether a davar maimed requires tevila or not. Taisis in Shabbos on Daf Lamed is mesupik whether it's toluy in this question, and the Gra concludes in Sifkatan Tezayin Kli Eitz the following. Take a look at the Gra Sifkatan Tezayin. Afilu the Rabbanan the Perek Vav the Shabbos the Amah Hakol Holech Achar Maimid. Even according to Rabbanan that say that you go after Maimid, Kan Ein Sarech Tefila. Over here one does not need Tefila. Kim Ve'En She'en Mishtamish Bahen Derech Hamateches the Kli Seuda Ba'inan. And these steel bars are on the outside. So the Chelkas Binyamin crunches the Vilna Gaon's pshat, and I believe we had this Chelkas Binyamin in last week's booklet. In last week's booklet, the Chelkas Binyamin crunches this Vilna Gaon as saying the following, as saying that there are two tnayim that one will need in regards to the chiyuv of Maimed. I'm giving you the maskana of the Chalkas Binyamin. We're going to come back and trace how the Chalkas Binyamin comes to his conclusion shortly. But if you take a look in Sif Katan Nun Zayin in the Chalkas Binyamin, page Resh Pei, first word on the line is Eitz from Dikli Eitz. The kli eitz sheyesh lo chashuke barzel mibachutz shema'amidin oso shepasat hashulchan aruch the ein tzarech tefila d'shani hasam the eina mishtamish derech hamateches mipnei shehi mibachutz. So even if we're going to say that we go basar maimid, and you have to be choshesh that the kli is nikra al yedei ha-maimid, that which is holding it up, nevertheless the Gra understands that the psak, and the Chalkas Binyamin says that this is going to work even within the Ramah that we're going to see shortly, the psak is that one does not have to do tefilas kelim unless it has two conditions. Number one, it has to be integral, not even as maimid. According to Manomer, it says maimid is significant. Number two is it has to come in contact with the food, because otherwise it's not a kli seuda. In other words, you have tzvei dinim. You need to be koveyayet as a kli, as definitional to the kli, the mateches. And number two, the mateches has to be a kli seuda. So even if it defines the kli, as the Gra points out in Hilchos in Maseches Kelim, it's not going to define it in Hilchos Tfilas Kelim, because it needs to be a kli tashmish of seuda, as we've elaborated in the past. The Shach seems to have a different read on the situation. By the way, obviously, I want Avrichim to do what Ramosha did and check up on me, make sure all the poskim agree with the Chalkas Binyamin, but this is what I understood as the standard Havanas Hapsak from the Gra as presented by the Chalkas Binyamin. But there is another take on the sugya that the Shach has in Sifkatan Yud Beis, and Einotan Tfila, so the Shach is just is not happy. He says, Tzarechiyun, the Beis Yosef pasak the Hilchos of the Yesh the Tova below Bracha the Misafkelon he has lina basar maimid olo umevia darke Moshe v'maskanaso v'chein kasa v'sof Hilchos tefilos shel maril the Yesh the Tova below Bracha. So the Shach says there's one shaila only to ask: is davar maimid significant, which is a machlokas tanoim, and therefore says the Shach, we have a suffix on that question, if the Dover HaMaimed is significant, and therefore the halacha is that you have to be choshesh for the Dover HaMaimed. So the difference between the Shach and the Gra is the Shach says It's a suffix of how we pass in a maimed. He ignores the other halacha of that which comes in contact with the food, while the Gra says you have two conditions, and the Gra likes the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And not only that, as we're going to see in the Falkas Ben Yamin, the Gra's pshat could even work within the Shita of the Ramah that we're going to see shortly, that the Ramah at times does require tefillah in cases of maimed, as we'll see shortly. Yes? We're going to see that shortly. We're going to see there's another Gra, and I think it will work nicely. Okay, let's take a look at Siv Zayin. Kol shel kesef mechuber b'kli eitz, sarich tvila. If, vice versa, you have a kol shel kesef, it's primarily kesef, that's held together b'kli eitz, and it needs tvila. Then the Ramah adds, v'chein rechayim shel filpulin, that we discussed last week, shebesocha eitz yesh barzel kavua shetochnim bo, sarich tvila. If you have the grinder that is metal, so then that also needs tefillah. V'chein ha-mashpachol shel barzel, or barzel shel barzel, shar metachos, kulam srichem tefillah. All these need tefillah. Says the Ramah. The Ramah adds, v'dafka she'ikara kli hu shel matachos. That's only if the primary kli is of metal. Avon ikara kli hu shel eitz, rak shema'at barzel kavua bo, if the ikar kli is of eitz. But there's a little bit of barzel that is holding it together, or is inside. Hovel ve'efsher le'shtamish bo v'loa barzel, since it functions without the barzel, ain't tzarech tvila. Then in such a case, it doesn't need tvila. Avol kli ha'mesukam b'yisedo shel barzel, but if you have a kli that is held together with barzel, u'v'loa yisedos, loa ye'efsher le'shtamish bo, and without the yisedos, you wouldn't be able to use it. Vehein mi bifnim, and the barzel is also on the inside. This is how the Chelkas Ben Yamin understands vehein mi bifnim. It's also on the inside. Sarif tvila. So if you take a look at Yutes, Rabbi Yosef, I'm not sure I want to fight out every nuance in the Gra right now. It's a long. You see the godless of the Gra in these two Gras. The Gra basically goes through all of Yoredei and Taharis in Davar HaMaimed. Over here, but what emerges, I believe, from the Gra is that the Gra says that over here you have both conditions, and therefore it's tefillah with a bracha. Number one, it's maimid, and number two, it comes in contact with the food, and then in such a case, it would get tefillah. Yesh lefaltal. What does it mean? Vehein mi bifnim. When the Ramah says vehein mi bifnim, it's very very vague, and I'm going with the Chelkas Ben Yamin's definition of vehein mi bifnim. That the food, that the there's a the metal is also on the inside of the utensil, which means here you see a cup, the inside of the cup, the inside of the bottle. So then, in such a case, you have both requirements that are taken care of, and then would have a chiyuv of tefillah across the board. But take a look, Rav Yosef, to see if you agree with the way I understood the Ramah. Okay, in regards to the next... Yes, sure.
When Ramah said that there's finished on the low on barzel, if you could use the... Notice, is he saying that if without the barzel, it would still be able to be usable, then it's, you don't have to worry?
Exactly. Because there's no chashivas in the maimid, right? So then in such a case, there's not going to be any shayla of bracha.
Even if it be a small piece of metal, but that's holding the things together, then it would fit the category of need.
You would need, but now you have the open question of the Gra and the Shach, whether you need two tanaim or one tanaim. Yes. Correct. Then that would be dependent on that issue between the Gra and the Shach. Okay. In regards to Shoel and Socher, let's start with this big topic of Shoel and Socher, and then from there go into the Halacha L'maisa that comes out. We could already start talking about Halacha L'maisa cases, but let's start with the Klalim, and that will be a lot smoother. So the Mechaber says as follows: Hashoel o socher kli me'akum. If somebody borrows or rents. Now what we're going to see is in Sif Ches and Tes, we're going to talk about Kalim that don't belong to you, but Ches has one set of Halachos, and Tes has another set of Halachos. Let's introduce them. And a lot of halacha lemaisa nafkaminas are going to come from this. Sif Ches discusses the case of where you borrow or you rent from a guy. Now, the halacha is, there is no requirement of tefillah. The reason why there's no requirement of tefillah in such a case is because we learned in our Mishnah, halokeach kli, and that's based on the psukim. The psukim seem to say that what we conquered from the Midyan, what became ours, requires tefillah. Or to put it in lamdisha terms, we're going to see a fascinating shita that says that at the end of the day, if it still belongs to the goy, then you can't fulfill the Yerushalmi of going from Tumas Goy to Hechsher Yisrael. That's a lamdisha way of saying it. It's not a halacha they have to be kona, but the whole process of tefillah doesn't make sense. Whether it's Xeris HaKasav or it fits into the Talmud Yerushalmi, either way, Dover Barur, the halacha is that Shoel and Socher doesn't have a chiyuv tefillah. Mashkon is a shiloh of the Gemara. So the Gemara in Ayin Hayom Abayis in your photocopies, in your booklet, you'll see that the Gemara first, I'm not going to read the Gemara inside, but it's very straightforward. The Gemara first, it's right after the Chachma Sadam, I believe. The Gemara first gives us the absolute psak and in regards to Sheila and Sfera, and then the Gemara has a Shaila in regards to Mashkon. Because Mashkon is a very interesting case. Mashkon, for those of you who learned Psachim, in Bab Metzia, Mashkon is something quite interesting. There you have a collateral. A collateral is that the Goy owes you money, and the Goy gives you a Mashkon. Now, ultimately, that Mashkon can become yours. So how do you look at this Mashkon? Do you say that the Mashkon is different than Sheila and Tzchirus or not? So that becomes a confluence between Choshe Mishpat and Yoredea. In regards to Sheol Lusocher, so here the Mechaber says, HaSheol Lusocher Kli Me'akum Einetan Tefillah, Ad Misrael Kono Me'akum V'Sh'ilo Lechaver. So that's a no-brainer. Sheol and Tzchirus, there's no Sheol. Nothing to worry about. But if a Jew acquires it from a Goy, V'Hish'ilo Lechavero Ton Tefillah, and he lends it to his friend, then there's a requirement of tefillah. Shekvar nischayiv biyom biyad rishon, it's already chayiv in the first one's hands. So the fact that you don't own the kli, al pi shulchan aruch, not in all cases a halacha l'maisa according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, which we'll explain. So you have to leave room in your notes over here. It's not absolute. It could very well be that in most cases according to Rav Shlomo Zalman you'll still be pater. We'll explain shortly. But at the end of the day, if your friend bought it and he gives it to you, so now it's the Yad Yisrael, then in such a case, it's Dover Pasha that you'd be chayiv in tefillah. Keep space open, and we'll come back to the exceptions to the rule. Says the Mechaber, Vayter, V'yesh Mishoymer, there's some who say, She'in lo ilach koi harishon utzarech hasuda, el lachtoch klofim ukeyoytzei boi, ein utzarech tefillah. But if the Jew bought a knife to cut cards, or to use to open envelopes, so then in such a case there's no chiyuv of tefillah because it's not a kli seuda. So Reuven bought from Peter the kli. Now it could be chayiv in tefillah, but it depends what Reuven's going to do with it. If Reuven gives it to Shimon, so then Shimon doesn't have a requirement of tefillah because Reuven owns it and Reuven is using it as a kli. Eino shel achila. Says the Ramah, Avol harishon asu lishnamish bo letzarech tzu'uda, afilu derech harai b'lo tefila, afo bi shelach kol letzarech klofim. So even if he used it to cut paper or cut cards, but if Shimon now wants to use it as a kli tzu'uda, then in such a case, he's going to be chayiv in tefila. This is the shita of the Sefer Heter. The Ramah has two strong words, letters, Dalid Ayin in the parentheses, Das Atzmo, or Das Atzmo of the Ramah, the printer is putting in, and the Yisr V'Heter. The Taz over here quotes the Yisr V'Heter, and the Yisr V'Heter Shita is a very, very difficult Shita. If you take a look, in Sif Katan Yud, he says, Avol B'Yisr V'Heter, Taz Sif Katan Yud, about four lines in, Kasad, Kivan im haya Yisrael arishon rotz l'sham shel suuda filu arai hayitzarach l'tovlo. Of course, halacha is that you can't say I Reuven who buying it from the guy say well 90% of the time I'm going to use it to cut cards and now I want to use it without tefillah. No, the moment in which you decide that you want to use it as a kli suuda, that's chayiv in tefillah. So says the Sevehetter, since Reuven can't use it even by arai for himself for suuda, Memela nischayev biyadoi mikri. Memela, it's considered that it's chayev in Reuven's hands. If you're going to use it for Seuda, Valtein Yisrael Hasheni Hashoyel Mimenu Tzarech Letovlo, and therefore the second Jew, if he decides to use it, he's going to be chayiv in Tfilas Kalim as well. So this is the Shita of this Rehetu. Again, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Nekudas HaMachlokas is, do you say that once Reuven bought it as a kli, let's call it kli schora, okay? That's the common term that's used. Once Reuven bought it as a kli schora, so then in such a case, automatically it's pater for Shimon, or no? Shimon is still going to be chayv if he uses it as a kli suda. It says this about like a migu. Since Reuven, if he had used it as a kli suda, he'd be chayv, so too, Shimon is going to be chayv as well. Rav Neventhal Shlita told me, I went over to him and I asked him, you know, sometimes you ask him halacha psuka, sometimes I ask him what's the svara of a difficult rishonim. Sometimes he has very, very sharp svaras. He told me he does not understand the shita this of a heter, and we're going to see shortly that the Aruch HaShulchan is very strong about how we paskin on the shaila, that even though the Ramah says that you'd be chayiv, nevertheless, we don't paskin. Like the conclusion of the Ramah, v'chein im kanu Yisrael Hashem in Rishon, tzarech hasuda, tzarech tefila gabe Hashem. Let's leave the v'chein. We don't pass like the Resha of the Ramah. We don't follow the Resha of the Ramah. Let's take a look already, jump into the Aruch HaShulchan's Psak. If you notice that both the Taz and the Shach paskin l'chumra, but here the Aruch HaShulchan and many other poskim are going to be helpful for an Eitzah that some use, that the Shach, even though, take a look at the Shach and Tezayin, the Shach concludes, hey, how to be machri in this machlokas, this of Heter, against Ruba, the Rishonim. Shach and Sivkat and Tezayin says, V'nira diyesh la'atfilo velo bracha, o yitvo kli acher imo. The Shach says, you should be told without a bracha, or have bitovel another kli with it. However, the Aruch HaShulchan is more makel. The Aruch HaShulchan feels very strongly that the minig pashut is to rely on the first daya, and once you rely on that first daya, then you'll have a lot of kulas that are going to come out from the first opinion. And the question is, how far do you take the kulas? Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan Mem Dalid. It's halfway through the booklet. He says, "Kas Rabbeinu Beisov Sifrei Agadol." This will read quickly. Dechemni al keakem me'akim v'shul na'acher. He has our case. Okay. And then he says, "V'daito haya she'afilu kishekana me'achen v'ni potem etfila kivan shelo nischayva bi'arachen v'ni." If you have a similar case of Klei Schora, where you have somebody that is holding on to Klei Schora, so then in such a case, it's also not Chayiv in Tefillah. If you take it from him when it's a Klei Schora, so then there's room to argue that if you don't own it, so then in such an instance, you also are going to be Potter from Tefillah's Kelim. And the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sifkat and Memhei, V'chein Aminik Pashut, V'chol Tfutzos Yisrael, Suudos Gedolos, Lochin Kli Zuchuchis Ukli Barzel, Kikapot, Umazlegot, Visakinim. They take silverware, the Mechir Ma'at Vidar Sheila, Va'acharkach Machzirin Lechenvonim. They take these utensils from the store owners, they use it in a catered event, and then they return it to the Chenvoni. And we never heard that there was a chiyuv that one be tovel. So I'm being medame milsa la milsa. I'm saying, and you're going to see that the Pischei Tshuva is medame milsa la milsa as well. It's not my own idea. That we see that the Aruch HaShulchan takes this daya that says that even if you're using it as a kli seuda, but if the owner is not using as a kli suda, you're going to be pater. And the migu, if you will, of the Isser Etel spell, what the migu is, saying that since the first fellow would have been chayv used as a kli suda, is not enough. Why? Because it doesn't have a shame kli suda. That is the svara of the Aruch HaShulchan. But it's even prior to the Aruch HaShulchan. It's no one less then the Chachmas Adam himself. In Piskei Tshuva, Sif, yes, Rav.
The store owner is Jewish.
What's that?
The store owner is Jewish.
Yeah, the store owner is Jewish, absolutely. In other words, the Jew bought it from a guy, a manufacturer who's a guy, and he is using it l'schora, so then he's going to be potter. But now he gives it to somebody else, but the person who's taking it doesn't own it. We'll go back to the Aruch HaShulchan to answer his questions. But what about the fact that he's renting it and so on? The Aruch HaShulchan will discuss a little bit more. He's going to be very strong at the minig. It's well known that the Aruch HaShulchan would justify the minig Yisrael. This doesn't really happen very much today, that you don't have store owners that are willing to give their dishes and then take them back. Although it could be that a chenveni, similar to rentals, okay, something similar to that. But what we will see that there will be an extension today, which will be a very important clue. Let's see our tzushtel in the Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Tes quotes this exact issue from no one less than the Chachmas Adam himself. Va'ayim b'sefer binas Adam le'inyin. Mashinogim b'seudos gedolos. Lishol kli cheres mitzupin ukli zechuchis min chenvani Yisrael. V'kosak da'av shetaz v'ashach choshin l'svar tzisir v'heter. Mikol moko me'achar sh'aramol ohevi klal da'as tzisir v'heter. V'gam ha'pri chodesh kolekolof. Os tes in the Piskei Tshuva. In Cain, Litzorech Shabbos, or Le'orchem Osuda Gedola, Sheyesh Lochush, Sheyishbru Imit Bilem, we're afraid that it's a Tzorech Gadol because you're going to break the Kalim when you take the store owner's Kalim to Bitovel, via Hefsid, Oh Sheyin Panoi, or you don't have enough time, the Chasana, last minute Sheva Brachas, Yesh Lismach, Leishtamesh, Belo Tfila, the Tfilas Kalim Elu Kule Alma Eina Elamid Rabbanan. Since it's only midrabanan, you could rely on this shita. On the Marim Komas, I took off for now the issue of how we paskin on tefilas kelim daraisa derabanan sveikos lekula or lechomer. I'm going to wait till we finish all of tefilas kelim. But he's assuming it's derabanan machlokas aposkim. Machlokas aposkim, you could go lekula. Oh. What's that? You're right. Another tzad over here that's the Rabbanan is because it will be either glass or glazed. Nachon. You're making a very, very good point, and that is that it could very well be that in the poskim, the Tfilas Sefer Tfilas Kenim points this out, the poskim point out that in regards to metal, we don't see in the Piskei Tshuva a heter. It's only in regards to zechuchis or glazed, where in of itself, glaze we had a suffix, and zechuchis itself is glass, so that is a valid point. But this appears in the Binas Adam. Now, this doesn't come up too much today, although, like Rav David said, there will be instances where this could come up. But where this would come up today is the following suggestion. And that is, if you take a look on the next page, Rav Tzvi Cohen quotes a shita that is mako a lot further. Pei Tes in the Sefer Tefilas Kelim. Yesh matirim. Lecho v'lishtos b'kiyask. U'bebatei ha'arachash al Yisrael b'kelim shelo hutbru. There are some people who say that you could go to a hotel, to a restaurant, and eat on the kelim, even though you know for a fact that they didn't do Tefilas Kelim, and v'yesh osrim. There are also those who are osir. So you gotta give Rav Tzvi Cohen credit, even in the center of Bnei Brak, he's not afraid to put in a very, very lenient shita in the body of his sefer. Yesh matirim v'yesh osrim. What's the svar of the matirim? So, if you look through his whole piece, I didn't photocopy everything. I put on the Marim Komos and the cover sheet, all the pages where he discusses it. But what he does is he puts together the shitas that we just said over here, and he quotes the Shevet Sofer in Os Chav Dalid, Ayin b'Shevet Sofer, L'inyin Bakbuke Me Soda, Mi Bote Echoresh Shalom, De Ein Tzarech Tvila, De Have Kli Schora. That these are considered Kli Schora. And then, there are those who say that once it's Kli Schora, the halacha is that one would be allowed to eat on these kelim, even if they don't have tefillah. Rav Miller Shlita claims, I did not look into it, but I'll take his word for it, claims that hashgachos today, that I'm a little uncomfortable with the term, but I'm just going to say use my Rebbe's terminology, the hashgachos today that are not mahadrin hashgachos, because I don't know what the word mahadrin means. 30 years ago, there was Rabbanut Yerushalayim Stam, and there was Rabbanut Yerushalayim Mahadrin. I think now anybody who has a beard in Bekesha, or with or without, they could call their hashgacha Mahadrin. So I'm not sure what the word Mahadrin exactly means, but now Rebbe's Hagdara, he said, those hashgachos that are not Mahadrin hashgachos often rely on this heter, and they will rely on the heter that at the end of the day, the kalim, here's a leap, the kalim that are used are kli schora. In other words, it's Reuven the Baal HaBayis. These aren't his kelim that he eats on. He uses it as kli schora. He doesn't eat with these at home. Memela, you're eating on his kli schora. So it would be similar to the case. See how it goes all the way back to Shulchan Aruch. Reuven, who bought it for klafim, and you want to use it for achila. That's the leap that some suggest. So first of all, even though it's Mefurish and Reb Tzvi Kohn Sefer, I want to make a few points. Number one, the greatest of the Mekilim over here is the Aruch HaShulchan. But even the Aruch HaShulchan's case is not the case, what the Aruch HaShulchan was discussing was not the case of an instance where the restaurant views its Kelim as Kli Schora. What was the case that the Aruch HaShulchan was mastic? Look back in the Aruch HaShulchan's words, Sifkat Memhei. Here, Reb David, the Aruch HaShulchan did say Kli Barzel as well, not only Kli Zechuchis, etc. Then what? They take it from the store owners and they return it to them. And the Aruch HaShulchan feels very strongly that those who say that the fact that they pay a small amount and the fact that they be chayiv if they break still doesn't make it. The individual who bought it doesn't make it his, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if you're going to have to pay, you the caterer, you're going to have to pay for it. But at the end of the day, you're only chayv; it only becomes yours afterwards. That's involved in the sugya and bav mitzvah. So you only chayv to pay for it afterwards. So it really belongs to the fellow, and therefore it falls into halachas of sheila scherach. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, everything is fine. However, that's not exactly the case of the hotel and the restaurant. The case of the hotels and the restaurant over there, it's not that the hotel and restaurant are using it with kli schora. Let's give a case in a hotel where it applied. If you have a hotel boutique store that's selling kelim, and then you went to the person in the store and you said, "Can I rent the kelim that you're selling?" Right? Let's say you know they have special. I love Jerusalem, I love New York, kelim. And then you took those kelim, you rented from them, then you used the food. This is the Aruch HaShulchan. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's heter. But in a case of where you have somebody who their business is that they're going to use this as Kli Seuda, to call those Kli Seuda as Kli Schora is quite a chap. That's quite a brilliant chap that you could argue is too big of a chap. So Ramesh Zatzal seems to say this as well. If you take a look in Rav Kohn's Ha'aros, just continuing on, that he quotes that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, quote from the Chazon Ish, not to eat in such places, as well as v'chein huva b'ma'asef l'torah v'orah b'shem Agram Feinstein, unfortunately now Zatzal, dafka shol ken nigoa shol ken ha'menachem beis otzer shel Yisrael shehu mocher kelim b'shuk. It's only if it's from the boutique store that's selling it in I Love New York, I Love Jerusalem, plate, and you're renting for them. Aval midchal chiyuv tefila etz Yisrael kigon shekona osa lachomem olasos mischa mehem dahinu lahaskir osam lachomem. If they're renting it out, particularly for people to eat food, osa lachomem achiyutul. Then, in such a case, it would be osa. So, for the record, there is this heter, and there are people who rely on it. I was a little taken aback to hear that there were standard, even reputable kashrus organizations that do rely on it, but at end. There is it's mevusas al adonim. You have the Chachma Sadam, you have the Aruch HaShulchan. When he is daiti, though, you have to use those cases in the way the Aruch HaShulchan had described, the way in which the Chochmas Sadam had described, and to, in a case of where the Kli Schora are Mamish Kli Seuda, so then it's harder to say that Reuven is using it for Kli Seuda, but just for his business, then that's an added leap that's a little bit hard to swallow. However, there are other etim. There are other etim, and you have to, and you should keep this in mind, that there are instances where people in a situation of Shas Hadchak, that might be relevant. Fire away. Yes, yes, sir.
Why would this heter be just saying wasn't just a two-volume makel for Kavarot and Po Shabbos? How would you just go to a restaurant and use the heter?
Pischei Tshuva was in a more limited case. The Aruch HaShulchan was more broad.
He was also talking about Suda Gedola.
Yeah, but he didn't have the same amount of caveats as the Pischei Tshuva did. The Aruch HaShulchan said that the minig was pashut b'chol Yisrael to be maker on that. Yes, Suda Gedola, but not. But you were right. In the Pischei Tshuva, he says that the Shas Hadchak v'chule. He speaks about a lot of Shas Hadchaks. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't have a lot of Shas Hadchaks. And I liked frankly, I liked Aruch HaShulchan's heter. In other words, there's a lot of elegance in him. What I like is, A, I think in the learning it's beautiful, and also the other part of it is to be matzdig min Yisrael is very, very beautiful. But it's within constraints. In other words, our case is a little bit more difficult. Right. Okay, but the Aruch HaShulchan, if he was really held it was a Shas Hadchak, then he wouldn't have said V'chein HaMinik Pasha B'chol Tzvutzas Yisrael. From what I know how the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Aruch HaShulchan was Matzdik Minig Yisrael, A, but if he felt that this was a bidyevet, he would have said that this is a bidyevet. Einachanami, it could be if you what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying is you don't have to force the caterers to be tovel in his days to be tovel ken. That's what he's saying. So you don't have to force the caterers to do that. It's a big deal when the caterers have to restaurants to be tovel. That's not a simple thing. I think the Aruch HaShulchan is even being more makel than the Pischei Tshuva. Seems to me, I agree with you that the Pischei Tshuva also does gedolos, and all those cases Shas Hadchak sound like more of a Shas Hadchak than Aruch HaShulchan. That's Libi Omerli, what I know about how the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Yes, Ramosha.
Oh,
I don't think so. I don't think so, because you're not paying for the utensil. You're not being kona the utensil. You want to say that maybe that's more reason to be machmir? I don't think so. That would be my. I would respond and say no. That when I'm paying for a meal, what I'm doing is I'm paying for the food, and just like I don't pay for the chair. Yes, it's true. The ambiance does have value, but at the end of the day, no one looks at it as if I'm paying for the chair. So I think also, even for the plate, I don't pay for the plate. The plate belongs to the Baal Bais. The plate is the Baal Bais. And worst comes to worst, if you're socher, the plate still being socher, the plate is pater from tefillah. Still going to be pater from tefillah. Even if you look at a skus. Oh, however, yeah, we have an interesting heter of Ramesha.
Does this create a corner the other way? In other words, if you're saying it's klay, if I have klay schora, and totally, Then yes.
Excellent question. In other words, Kli Schora is potter from Tvila. If Kli Schora is potter from Tvila, what would halacha be if someone is Tovel Kli Schora, he's using it as Kli Schora, then in such a case someone else would require Lachura, they would be. Nachon? I didn't think, you know me, I'm not a big Talmud Chacham. If I haven't thought about the Shaila, I'll never put myself on record, I'll regal achas. He asked me what I'm saying, la halacha. I didn't think about it, Rav David, I need to think about, but l'chura tzarechiyun, that if there was, in the case of Kli Schora, where if a person was Tovel, then it could very well be that when it becomes a Kli, when he's miyachidit to be a Kli Tashrish, Yesh La'ayin. It's probably somewhere here in this. I was telling the Avrichim that it's amazing. Every single Shaila that existed by the time he wrote the Sefer is in here. You can't catch him missing a single Shaila. So I would imagine it's somewhere in here. We would have to look up and down. If not, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the beautiful library of Chachmei Masora. So Rav Moshe in Yoredei Chelek Gimel Simin Chav Beis concludes a Shaila to his grandson, Rav Shmuel Fishelis. He concludes the Shaila as follows. Va'ochal b'malon. Also, Rav Moshe's writing of English is always so exciting. Hotel. By the way, just one note. Rav Moshe, one of the reasons why the way Rav Moshe writes English words is so fascinating is because he uses a lot of vowels, a lot of aleph and ayins. So when I came to Eretz Yisrael, you guys are going to have to do this. I'm giving you 2 minutes of... You have to come to Eretz Yisrael, Mirza Shem too. But I'm giving you 2 minutes to help you out in Hilchos Ksuba and Hilchos Gittin. So you have to, I think it's some type of requirement for the Aralach HaMaisa Ishus, right? That's a requirement. And by the way, it's a very, very important thing for Rabbanim to know. It's very tedious, and that is how to fill out a Ksuba. And the Rabbanim who know, who are tough, they'll drive young Rabbanim crazy even if it's not Ma'akev, if you don't write it the way that's Makubo, they'll be very, very tough on you. So, and it's halachas in Shulchan Aruch in terms of Gittin, and we're very, very machmer in Gittin to have the absolute correct spelling. So in Hilchos Ksuba and Hilchos Get, the rule is as follows. A komatz, it always gets an aleph, and a segol always gets an ayin. Okay? A tsere always gets two yuds. Okay. So that explains why Rav Moshe always writes with all these vowels, hotel. Because H-O, O is O. So that gets an aleph. Tel is a segol, so that's an I, hotel. Now when I came to Eretz Yisrael, so they asked me to fill out my Tudat Zehut. So I wrote my name the way it was in Europe. And that's how we spelled it in Europe. A tsere for I. Well, let's start with the A. Here it's even easier. Okay, either way. The tsere over here gets two yuds. It's a segel between the zayin and the nun. That gets an ayin. My kids now, most of them spell the name without the two yuds and without the ayin. So when I filled it out, I filled it out correct according to Ilfos Gittin. And the woman said to me, why are there so many yuds and why is there an ayin in there? So I said to her, that's the Farisha Halacha and Ilfos Gittin. That's the way you're supposed to write your last name. And she, my wife was there. My wife is a tzaddikas. If she puts up with my mishigas.
But that's only supposed to speak Yiddish,
right, well, right, so I think this was an Ashkenazi secularist that bothered her a lot, but what could she do, these obstinate European Jews? But at the end of the day, that you should know, that's why. The Yiddish spelling to the names is based on that, is that every E, so let's say Ted. So Ted in Hilchos Ksuba would be spelled, this comes up all the time, Ted would not be spelled Tet. Dalit, according to the way it's spelled out in Ebenezer, it'll be spelled Tet Ayin Dalit, because every segel gets... So that's where all the Aleph and Ayins come from. And to this day, the Rabbanim, different Rabbanim have different traditions. How much do you change and how much play up also is it? And Mirtz Hashem, in the right time, Beis Hashem, you'll be able to come in to the Misrat HaPnim, and you'll tell them, you'll be Omed, you'll tell them... Hilchas, what? It's no nafkamina. No. It's no nafkamina. Ah, yes, no. So yeah, it's sort of.
I used to spell my name with an I.
Right.
They wouldn't know what to do with it.
So now it's all multicultural. Once upon a time, they thought that they would be able to put it on everybody. Now, okay. I can't argue with someone who's older than me. Okay, so says Ramosha, va'ochel b'malon hotel. Oh, b'misada u'kedome. If someone eats in a restaurant or an hotel, she'ein tovin kleim v'nasnu lefanav chatichas basar u'kedome muneches agad echli matachos. So you go to a hotel and you're choshesh that they weren't tovin lekelim. Oh, schuches ve'einon srichin le'etzan aklim. What Moshe means is, of course, that Hilchos Tefilas Kelim, there's no Easter, the food doesn't become Aser, in contrast to Hilchos Bishul Akum, where the food does become Aser, but Hilchos Tefilas Kelim, it does not become Aser, Utsrichen Tefila. Says Rav Moshe, if it's only because of manners that you're using this utensil, but really the food could have been put on the table itself, Rav Moshe has a heter, in such a case you don't need tefilas keli. The only time is for those things that you would need those utensils. So what's an example of something that needs a utensil? Soup. You can't eat soup, you can't have soup without a utensil. But even, one could argue, to eat a prime rib, where if you were alone in your dorm room, it could be that you would eat with your hands, yesh, ladun, whether pi musa, that would be correct. But if a person was alone in such a case, they would eat with their hands, so it could very well be that there isn't the chiyuv of tefila l'chol hapachos on the plates, and therefore, if you brought along, let's say you don't, you wouldn't be the type of person that would eat with their hands, or you would say that the correct thing is not to eat with one's hands. As long as you brought along a plastic fork and knife, it could very well be that would be enough. So that is a heter that Rav Moshe has that is going to be relevant. Finally, this is going to continue with us tomorrow, next time. As well, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has another heter in the case of the hotel. If you take a look on the next page, in the edition, the Renner's edition, it's Chelek Beis Simon Reishon Beis. That's what the Gruss Kolont and Torah Shraga has. At home, I have it's a different layout. There are two Minchas Shlomo's Chelek Beis Madura Tinyana, with totally different simanim and pagination, but this one is Simon Samach Vav Os Yudalid. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says the following: the inyan achila bebatei malon ukedoma bekelim she'enim tefulim lo nira kamosh kasach ral nashim kli schora. So Baruch Shekivinu, Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't like the heter kli schora. He says that heter that was suggested is not relevant. Ulam yesh lahakel bazel lefima shekasav the iser ishtamshus. Eino ela derabbanan. The amrulan al teshamish bekli el tatzbilu tchila. V'im kein koze kishiyachol ladbilo. Rav Shlomo Zalman has an amazing heter, a brilliant svara that I want you to work on in the base medrash that we're going to come back to b'siyata d'shmaya. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this: the only time there's an iser to eat food on utensils that are not mutbal are only instances where you are able to do tefillah. The tefillah is biyadcha. You're able to do the tefillah. However, in a case of where the utensils don't belong to you, or in the context you're an onus for whatever reason, Shlomo Zalman has a wild heter that he says that in such a case it's going to be mutter to eat on those kelim. Kivan derotza lechol lishtos sharilim. The gam efsha, the owning shepotter mitzvahs kamoshu olcha b'lo bracha kach mutal ishtamish b'lo tefila. What was Rav Shlomo Zalman saying over here? So if you look in the bottom, it says ubeshavs hadchak efsha lahakel hol v'akel neim shlo ve'im biyado l'tavlan ulechein efsha b'kondal lo asru chacham nishtamshus kemo owning shepotter min mitzvahs. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman the following brilliant svara. And if you take a look, this svara is also previously in Deeper Masculine in Tfilas Keli. This is, I guess I'm starting to think about, NCSY Kol or Rabbi Yamin. This is a great topic for guys for a chabura. This is a fascinating chabura topic. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman like this: there are many rayas that I have that by Isurei Dirabanan, if you're an ones, the Isur Dirabanan doesn't apply. And he gives a great example. He has more over here on the first column. He says the Isur of an onen to make a bracha. So an onen is not allowed to make a bracha. It's a discussion in the Rishonim. That's how we pass him. An onen doesn't make a bracha. The Gemara says that the food is usur to you before you make a bracha. So maybe an onen shouldn't eat. Maybe an onen shouldn't eat. Elamai, the vart must be that the chiyu of midrabanan, Chazal never instituted when it's not the yadol to be mekayim. Amazing, you saw it. Fascinating, fascinating research of, you know, to see where this applies. So the Rav Zatzal, he says like this. He says that if that's so, so then the halacha would be that when it comes to tefilas kelin, when it's not the yadcha, so then there isn't going to be a chiyuv tefila. So he doesn't need Ramesh's technical stuff. Do you need it or not? Boom! Just a carte blanche heter. It's our great Rebbe, Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, in Simin Shin Chav Gimel on the next page, says the following. He says, first of all, kli plastic on the bottom, b'yitzchak yikare, kli plastic, hora admar, zechron of the brach, chayim abosh, eitzarach lahatbil, that doesn't require tefillah. V'hamisareyach b'mokom shi'i efshar lo lahatbil ha'kelim, if you're invited to a place where it's not possible to do tovo kelim, rashoi lechol bem gam b'lo tefillah, masha'en kein bala kelim, you're allowed to eat there, you're not over in Isser, but the bala kelim are not over in Isser. This is a psak that's said over by Rav Nevin Zal Shlita's Talmidim, two kids who are living in a house that it's the, for whatever reason, the children cannot do the tefilas kelim. Let's say their parents are not ready for it, or you're in a context where for sure you're not the Baal Bais, but even children at homes of parents who are not yet ready to be tovel kelim, and maybe the parents are not going to give their kids shana bet if they're going to insist to be tovel kelim. These are maestim shibachol yom, that you have to be very, very careful of how you introduce religion into the house, or for that matter, Shana Aleph, or for that matter, to marry a Jewish girl, God forbid, v'chule, 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 God forbid not to, etc., etc. So many different variables. So in such a case, Talmidim of Nevin Zal Shlita will rely on this heter, that if the child is an ones, then in such a case they could eat in their parents' house, and not have to do tefilas kelim immediately, and wait till the appropriate time where you're no longer an ones. Obviously, it needs atzas adam gadol of what is an ones in this case, right? You know, is shana bet an ones? You need you're weighing a lot of different variables. You know, the fact that they're not going to let you go to the baseball game might not be a reason. So, what exactly qualifies as an ones? That obviously the emotional level is the most important. The bond between parent and child is the most important. And ultimately, then that leads to the Heshiv Levavos Albanim. But this is an important practical heter. And it all starts with this diyun of the Isser Heter and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we have a lot more to do. Should we go on a little more, or we should leave it for Chazar for Shavuos? What do you say? Ramesh, you're nodding which way? I'm fine both directions. You're not entitled to, you don't want to have student opinion? Okay. So we'll stop over here for Shavuos. Be'ezer Hashem, next time we're not going to need another. We got through most of the booklet, although the outline we still have quite a bit more. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Mashkan, and we'll do Uman, and there are a few more important shittos that we haven't discussed in regards to these instances of what is called a kli. Is a fascinating base mayor that if you take a look, I'd like you, if you can, to take a look at it. The Pri Chadash quotes a base mayor. Excuse me, the Otzer Mefarshim quotes a base mayor in Sif Yud Aleph. I didn't put this yet on your previous Maromkhan, so let me tell you now. He quotes a base mayor in the Otzer Mefarshim And Rav Shlomo Zalman extends his Yisod to this base mayor as well. So what we've been doing is going to build on itself, Be'ezrat Hashem. Monday is Yontif for many of you, unfortunately. Fortunately, that those who are chayiv to keep 2 days are actually keeping 2 days. Rav Miller Shlita said to me that it's absolutely amazing. I'm just quoting the Rosh Kol. I'm not just. I hope it's okay that I say it publicly. I mean, if he said it to me and didn't ask me to say it publicly, he doesn't mind. He's not afraid of anybody. Rav Miller said that the 2 days is an amazing phenomenon for him, that he's not aware of any prominent poskim in our community that tell people to keep 1 day, period. And the tzibur, there's so many people that just keep 1 day. It's a crazy phenomenon that... Okay, so for those who are chayiv to keep 2 days, so then the kolal continues. And for those who are chayiv to keep 2 days, so then Be'ezrat Hashem, the time should come quickly that we should all be keeping 1 day Be'arat Seinu HaKadosha. But that means that we have to make the most of the Shavuos in the 24 hours or 25 hours that we have. Next year then will be Thursday. Because it's a longer Zman than usual, Yisrael and Moshe, remember from last year how lechutz we were for in Hilchos Aveilos, that we crammed so much in. Now I feel like we could be mefalpel more, could go slower. It's a little bit more berevach. I think we end up knowing more going slower. But Shlomo Zalman will put the last name. Used to put the last name into the ksuba. Shlomo Zalman did, but generally most people don't. Well, it depends. Some do and some don't.